Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
What are people voting for in this issue?
What are they voting for? They're voting for an increase in the mill levy for roughly 20 years so that the school can pass a bond issue that will allow for new construction as well as remodeling of the Mancos School campus. And, I think that's pretty basic.
And do you have anything you want to add there?
I do. Okay. Oh, Anne, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
In order to receive a BEST grant of $19.7 million, we need to pass this $5 million bond. So in November, we're asking that the voters pass this bond issue.
Okay, so it sounds like there's two things going on there. You have a increase on people's property taxes.
Correct.
And you also have a grant that the school is asking for that is contingent upon the voters passing this.
Exactly.
Yeah. The grant has actually been awarded based on a yes vote from the community
for
the matching funds.
So two things are riding on this. One is having funds to construct new facilities, which we'll talk about in just a moment. And the other one is getting that grant.
Exactly.
Okay. What is the difference? Just because it's so hard to, you know, you hear all these ballot questions. What's the difference between a bond and a mill levy? And how are those two related?
To simplify it, really, a bond is for capital improvements.
Okay, so building stuff?
Building stuff, remodeling stuff.
Okay.
But it's the building, it's the facility, it's the property. And a lot of people do get confused because as we've been talking to folks, they'll say, well, I'd rather see the money go to, you know, another teacher or better books in the library. And that's the purpose of a mill levy. So mill levies generally go for more operational expenses like increased faculty, supplies, and so on, where the bond issue is capital improvements.
Okay. Let's talk about those capital improvements now. What's wrong with the school and facilities that Mancos has already?
They are in dire need of repair and expansion. The schools... the library has leaks in the roof, so we're putting plastic bags over the roof. We need new roofs. We need new electrical facilities. We need new technology. The security is lacking. There's no security in any of the buildings.
Security like locking doors?
Anybody can walk into the elementary school at this point and just walk right on through without being seen.
Can constructing new facilities help in a different way than, say, hiring a security guard? It sounds like you're saying, you know, you need new facilities to improve security. And I mentioned locking doors.
Yes.
How else can, you know, having new facilities help with security?
I can give you an example.
Go ahead,
like,
Betsy.
For example, there are two buildings that are separated by a breezeway.
The middle school.
Okay.
The middle school. And so anybody can just walk through that breezeway and walk onto campus. And those part of the new construction then would be to attach those two buildings so that there's actually a door that can be locked or open if you need it. But people just can't wander through and walk right on through the breezeway.
Okay.
And there's a lot of security issues like that. There are also upgrades in windows, for example. There's, you know, technology through the years has made windows safer so they can be popped out if there's a fire. Almost all of the stuff at the school is not up to code at this point. So those are the kinds of things. One of the aspects of the construction that's going to take place.
How fully formed are the plans that the district has in place?
This right now we have a proposed solution. And once this passes, we will go to direct design. And that will be pretty much the same as what we have, except be more detailed.
Okay, so like all the specifications and drawings.
Exactly.
And
correct.
Stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Real architectural drawings yeah. have to be done, but we have enough in terms of planning to get the grant, mm-hmm. obviously.
Sure.
Yeah.
What are you doing to reach out to the community in order to get support for this?
Well, we've had several walkthrough events where people came and we actually gave tours of the buildings to show things that were wrong or things that needed to be done and what was going to be done. We will have a meeting on October 23rd between 6 and 8 p.m. at the Mancus Library that will give information and question and answers. We will also we've also been putting up signs and posters and things, trying to get people. We have a Facebook page, email, you know, all kinds of
handouts. We have you know a bunch of handouts. A couple of mailings have gone out. So I think the word, we're doing the best we can in a rural community to get the word out. And of course, you're helping us right now.
Sure, of course. Okay. So what are the responses you've heard from people? Are people pretty convinced that this is a thing that needs to happen? Or
we've heard mostly positive. There are a few people that, you know, there's always, I don't want to spend the money on my taxes. You know, I don't want my taxes to go up. But mostly positive. It's been really, we're cautiously optimistic.
Yes. On the tax issue also, I would say that a few years ago, the school passed, you were asking the difference between a bond and a mill levy. We passed a mill levy a few years ago for, you know, teacher salaries and some supply improvements and so on. And that is expiring this year. So,
or in 2020.
In 2020, the end of next year, basically.
So, and that was a 5 mil override. So we have 8 mils. We're asking for 8.5 mils in 2020.
Five of those go away.
Five of them go away.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happens if this doesn't pass?
The $19.7 million that they've said they want to give us will go back to the state and go to another school, and nothing will happen.
Well, and Mancus will have to figure out how to do the
yeah.
how to do the roofs and the electrical things and the water and septic things that need to be done without the money. So
I think one thing that's important to say is that normally BEST grants are pretty close to 50-50 in terms of the match. So the state would give 57%, the school would come up with very similar amount of money.
So pretty close to half and half.
Pretty close to half and half. And there's kind of sophisticated calculations that go into that. But just to round it off, it's pretty close to half and half normally. They gave us an 80-20 split, which is very unusual. And they gave us a waiver, basically, so that we only have to come up with 20%. So that's all the more reason to take advantage of this particular situation.
It's once in a lifetime for Mancus. Yeah.
That's Ann Benson and Betsy Harrison. They're members of the Mancus School Bond Committee. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.